This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name, thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And truly, we thank God for the teaching that we get at 425 Laconia Boulevard. Teaching the Word of God just as it is. And we're thanking God for the teaching that we do get to be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving our own selves. And we're thanking God for our great pastor who teaches us to obey the word of God. And truly, he is a doer of the word and a teacher of God's word. And now I present unto you our pastor, Pastor Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Batiste, elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints. All that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. All of you that are out here in Alabama, hope you're enjoying these broadcasts. We're going to talk to you today about being one with the Father, one to receive the prize. Before we get into that, the choir had this number, Blameless Choir.
Yes, Father,
beautiful. That is our strive here at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles. Blameless to be blameless. Before we go any further, Deacon Debbie, what are the announcements?
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. We're a small group here at 425 Laconia Boulevard. But because of a small group, years ago, God told Abraham, if you can find 10 righteous, I'll spare the whole city of Sodom and Gomorrah. We're more than 10 here. And I understand the scripture says where there's two or three gathered together and agreeing. And it's talking about agreeing in the word. God said, I'll be a God in the midst. Isn't that beautiful? Maybe you don't understand my speech and what we're talking about here. And you say, you're going back into the old Mosaic law. That's what we're under. The old Mosaic law, which is the word God gave to the model preacher, Moses. One that was faithful in all of his house. That's who we style ourselves after. And understand what I'm talking about, Deuteronomy 4 and 6. This is what God gave the model preacher. Keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. And I understand that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if the precepts of God, the statutes of God, the word of God made you wise then and gave you understanding, it does today. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 9 and 24. We have an adversary. This adversary has been here since man got here. And he was created to help those that would be saved run to God. Hear God. Believe God. Trust God. And in the fullness of time, all those that do will. Isn't that beautiful? As the Lord said, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. 1 Corinthians 9 and 24, Deacon Franny, what does it say?
Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize?
That's a parable. When races are going on, only one receive the prize. Yes. That's a parable.
Yes, Pastor.
So know ye not
yes.
that they which run in a race
run all
but one receive the prize. What?
So run that ye may obtain.
So we're running in this race to obtain the prize.
Yes.
What are we running from? Let's go to 1 Peter 5 and 8.
All right.
Because the day you begin to look towards God, seek him out. And the Lord said, seek and ye shall find.
Shall find, yes.
The Lord also said, many will seek and shall not be able. Why? Because they can't outrun that devil.
All right.
Because the devil has something in them they cannot turn loose. But we're running to God because we're running out of the world into his marvelous light.
Right. Yes.
And if we're running in this race and we're serious about it, God is going to make a way for us to find him and to get to him.
Yes, Lord.
5 and 8, what does it say?
Be sober.
Be sober.
Be vigilant.
So this is what this broadcast is all about, bringing you sober teaching, reasoning, that we might reason together in the scripture and not going by a lot of hearsay and sayings and dark sayings that don't make sense.
Yes.
Sober, what? Vigilant.
Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour.
So he's seeking to devour God's people because
right.
he already have us before we come to God.
That's right.
We were born in sin. born in that devil.
That's right.
He already got us. But he's seeking the precious souls, those that have escaped him. Because we come in this life in him.
Thank God.
Anybody got a problem with that? Call and write us. You got the call letters. You got all the information. Correspond with us.
All right.
Because that's what the scripture tells us. Mm-hmm. We are here trying to outrun that devil that we might get the prize.
Yes,
let's go back to 1 Corinthians 9 mm-hmm. and 4. That's what this is all about. This race is all about outrunning the devil.
Yes.
Outrunning his works.
Yes.
He said, well, Jesus paid the price. He did. And when we accept what he did, we got to run and stay out of the clutches. And as it goes on, it speaks about resisting him.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Pastor. Yes.
9:24 again. What does it say?
Yes, Pastor.
1 Corinthians.
Mm-hmm. Know ye not.
Know ye not.
That they which run in a race run all.
What?
But one receiveth the prize.
And any time you're running a race, you're going to always have those that lag behind. Then you have those that sprint out like the rabbit. And then by the time the tortoise get up there, they've conquered out. But I believe the Lord also said, if you continue,
all right.
Then are ye my disciples indeed.
Indeed.
He also says, he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. So it's not about getting out front first.
All right, Pastor.
It's about a steady steadfastness.
Thank God.
Enduring to the end.
Yes, Lord.
They that which run in a race run all but one.
Receiveth the prize.
Mm-hmm.
What does it say?
So run that ye may obtain.
So we're going to run in a way to outrun the devil.
Yes, Pastor.
All right.
St. John 10.
All right.
And 30.
Beautiful. Yes, Lord.
And so many say they is Jesus, 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 Jesus. I know that's what the forefathers have taught us, and it's right.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something about Jesus we need to understand to really say Jesus, Jesus, and that we have him. Because if you're not one with anyone, you don't have them.
That's right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
St. John 10 and 30. What does it say?
I and my Father are one.
Now the Lord made this plain to the disciples that were following him. I and my Father are one. And his own people got offended because he said he was the Son of God. And most of you that are listening to me today, most of you that are listening, you don't have a problem with me saying I'm a Christian, but if I say I'm the Son of God, your hair stand up on your arms and your head. That's not the way it should be.
No, it shouldn't. That's right.
It's because you don't know and you're not one with the Father.
That's right.
When we bring out that the Word of God is the 10 precepts, you got a problem with that.
Yes.
But the Lord said, I and my Father are one. So if you're one with the Lord, you should be one with the Word.
Yes.
That's what we hear to bring you the news about what the Word is, because it's been lost in the minds of the so-called people of God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And it was lost when he came.
Yes.
Let's go to St. John 18.
Yes.
18 and 13.
Thank God.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
No. Let's go to Galatians 5 and 7 and 8. Let's go there.
Sir.
I hope that someone out here have the ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches.
Yes.
And it's not just to you out there, it's to we in here.
Yes.
Yes, Pastor.
It's the Word that's going forth, and we should be one with the Word. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
That's our strive to maintain our oneness with God.
Yes.
Galatians 5 and 7, what does it say?
Ye did run well.
Now, we've been running from the world, running from the things of the world, their ways, and we're outrunning the devil, because the devil can only bring to you what's in you and try to activate it.
That's right.
And if it's not in you, he'll try to put it in you.
Yes,
that's
sure.
his job.
Yes.
We will not run him.
Mm-hmm.
And here, Paul is saying, ye did run well. Who did hinder you? What?
That ye should not obey the truth.
Well, who hindered us? These forefathers that say they know the Lord and they don't know him, because the scripture says, he that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar.
That's right.
And everyone that hear my voice, if you're not a commandment keeper, you don't know the Lord. That's what the scripture says.
That's right.
If you don't know the Lord, you're not one with God. The commandments is the Word of God.
Yes, it is.
And these preachers are not teaching you that because they don't know it.
No, they don't.
Because of the forefathers, they ran, but something hindered them, that devil.
Right.
They let him hinder him.
Yes,
what did it say?
This persuasion cometh not of him that calleth
him. That didn't come from the Lord. Mm-hmm. That didn't come from God. God didn't call us to forsake his commandments. He said, think not that I've come to destroy the law or the prophets. I come to fulfill. Let's go to St. John 18 and 33.
Yes,
who
Lord.
Did hinder you from obeying the truth? Well, it's these jackleg preachers that tell you, the Lord said, I am the way, the truth, the life. Don't know that the Lord is the Word.
Right.
It tells you plainly, the Word was made flesh. And because he was made flesh, don't mean he forsook the Word, because he didn't. And because we're in the flesh, don't mean we forsake God's Word.
Right. Yes.
Flesh is weak. We yield to the Spirit of God's Word. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
St. John 18 and 33, what does it say?
Yes. Then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again,
mm-hmm.
and called Jesus and said unto him, art thou the King of the Jews?
Asking him a question, are you the king? Because Pilate was threatened because of the power of a king.
Yes, Lord.
And he wasn't a king. He was just a governor, but he was threatened.
Yes.
You ain't the king I know about, but there's a king here. What?
Jesus answered him, sayest thou this thing of thyself?
Did you get this out of your own mind to inquire of me? Are you seeking me?
Right.
Or what?
Or did others tell it?
Or somebody put this in your mind to ask you this about me. Is this coming from your heart?
Right.
That's what he's asking Pilate.
Yes.
What is that? Now, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Read the 36th verse. What does it say?
Jesus answered, my kingdom is not of this world.
My kingdom is not of this world. So you know what Paul is saying? I am a king.
All right.
Because a king got a kingdom.
Right.
My
yes.
kingdom is not of this world.
Mm-hmm.
He's answering this question.
Yes.
But don't worry. Got nothing to do with you.
Mm.
It's not of this world.
Mm-hmm.
It's another kind of kingdom. Don't be threatened. Right. What?
Yes. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight?
If my kingdom was of this world, if you had to be threatened, they'd be all over you.
That's right.
Nobody's touching you. It's not of this world. It's not carnal.
Yes.
What?
That I should be delivered to the Jews.
Now, wait a minute. That lets you know that natural Jew was not one with him. Because he's saying that I should be delivered to the Jews.
Right.
We have all types in here. And we're not going to be delivered to the blacks, the Asians, the whites, nobody.
That's right.
We're only delivered to God.
Yes, Lord.
And we're here to do one thing, to obey the truth.
Yes.
Not to get caught up in politics, race, and all that stuff. We're not caught up in that stuff.
That's right.
We're not
going
to be delivered to race.
Right.
It's not a black church.
That's right, Pastor.
Regardless of the fact my ancestors may have come from Alabama, we're not caught up in what happened years ago. We're not caught up in that. Now is what's important. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Because I've been called out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Don't come here talking about all
beautiful.
Slavery stuff.
All right, Pastor.
Slavery, we're concerned about being a slave to the devil, to sin.
All right.
That's the thing we got to come out of.
Mm-hmm.
Read.
Yes. But now is my kingdom not from hence.
Now is my kingdom not from here. It's not from here.
All right.
So don't feel threatened, Pilate. Read.
Yes. Pilate therefore said unto him, art thou a king then?
He told him. But you know what? Pilate didn't have an ear to hear. Maybe you don't listen to hear my voice.
Yes.
He said, my kingdom is not of this world. Anytime you got a kingdom, you must be a king.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Isn't that beautiful?
True.
My kingdom is not of this world.
Mm-hmm.
What did he say?
Pilate therefore said unto him, art thou a king then?
What did he say?
Jesus answered, thou sayest that I am a king.
What?
To this end was I born.
Now to this end was I born.
Mm-hmm.
Not to be a king, but what?
And for this cause came I into the world.
To do what?
That I should bear witness unto the truth.
So wait a minute. If he came to bear witness, now the Lord said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. But the truth was here before he got here.
All right.
That's what he came for.
Yes.
Anytime you're born again, we're here to bear witness to who? The truth.
All right.
To who? Jesus.
All right.
To who? The Word. Because we're one.
Thank God.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
That's what he did, because he was one with the Father. He came to bear witness to the truth. Everyone what?
Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice.
So if you're of the truth, you should hear what I'm saying.
Yes, Lord.
Because the Lord said, I am the way and the truth and the life.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Let's see what else he said.
Right.
Psalms 119, 140, true.
Go ahead, Pastor.
142.
142, yes. Thank God.
All of you that hear me, hear my voice, I'm only bringing you what the scripture says. Mm-hmm. And I believe the Lord said the scripture cannot be broken.
No.
Can't break it up.
No. That's right. No.
So if it's been written, it stands today, and someone gonna fulfill it.
That's right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
The remedy for sin wasn't gone away, it was fulfilled by Jesus. Right. But to obey God yet stands.
Yes.
And should we falter, there's a remedy.
Yes.
We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
But we yet have to obey the truth. You say, well, Jesus said, I am the way, so you have to obey Jesus. But what is the truth? Right. Who is Jesus? He's the Word.
Yes.
The Word is the truth. Isn't that beautiful?
Isn't that beautiful? Yes.
Thank God. Yes. This is a lesson in 101.
Go ahead.
Salvation.
Go ahead.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Psalms 119, 142, what does it say?
Thy righteousness is an everlasting
now we're talking about what right. He came to bear witness to righteousness. He said, now,
yes.
He told John, suffer it to be so now, John, for it behooves us to fulfill all righteousness.
Yes.
And thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness. What?
And thy law is the truth.
Now, his law is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So if the law is the truth, and Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, they must be one.
That's right.
Is that one?
Yes.
So why we cannot be one with the law,
go ahead,
if it's the truth,
go ahead,
and one with Jesus, if it's the truth? But I believe all so many Christians are being taught, well, the law was done away with. No, it wasn't.
No.
He said, think not that I've come to destroy the law or the prophets. He come to destroy, but to fulfill. As he was, so are we.
Yes.
If you're one.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Yes.
Let's go to St. John 17, 17.
All right. Yes, Lord.
This is a lesson in salvation. Basic salvation. And if you cannot reason, you are not in the way.
Right.
And you're not hearing about the way. This is
yes.
about reasoning. Isn't that
yes.
beautiful? Paul reasoned with him so many days out of the scriptures.
All right. That's it.
Opening and alleging that this was the Christ.
Right.
That's what I'm doing right now.
All right, beautiful. Yes, you are.
That this truth
go ahead.
Is the Christ. It is God.
Yes.
He said it, but it's yet the truth. It's yet the law. 17, 17, St. John, what does it say?
Sanctify them through thy truth.
Sanctify them through thy truth. Now, wait a minute. Well, I've been sanctified through Jesus.
Right.
But what does it say?
Thy word is truth.
But wait a minute. The word was made flesh.
Right.
But it mean, they don't mean the word changed because it took on flesh. Yes, the word.
Yes.
But so many don't know what the word is.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank God. Let's go to 14 and 6.
All right.
St. John 14 and 6.
Yes, Pastor.
Did we read that?
No, Pastor.
What does it say, 14 and 6?
Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Isn't that beautiful? He's all of those.
Mm-hmm.
And the life he's talking about is eternal life. Matthew's 19. Let's go there.
Yes,
19 and 17.
All right. Yes, Pastor.
I may be bringing you a puzzle, but stay with me.
Thank God. Yes.
Get your crayons out and color what I'm telling you to color, and you'll get the vision.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Matthew's 19 and 17, what does it say?
And he said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one.
Ain't none good but one. So if we're going to run all, we got to be one. That's what's good.
That's right.
And what?
That is God.
God is the one that's one. So if you run in a race and you're one with God, you're good to God.
Yes.
But if you're not running in this race being one with the word, one with the truth, one with Jesus, one with righteousness, you're no good to God because all that is God.
Yes, Lord.
What?
Yes, Lord. But if thou wilt enter into life.
Now, but didn't he just say, I am the way, the truth, and the life?
Yes.
But if thou wilt enter life, what?
Keep the commandments.
That's how you enter into Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus is the life.
Go
the
ahead.
Life is the commandments.
Go ahead.
That means he is the commandments.
He is the commandments.
The commandments is the word.
Yes,
it's all the same.
Yes, Lord.
Anybody hearing me out there? Read it again.
Yes, Lord.
If I have to read, say this for the rest of the broadcast.
All right, Pastor.
And you get nauseated, just accept it.
All right, Pastor.
Read it
yes.
again.
And he said unto him, why callest thou me good?
Why are you calling me good? And people love to say that. Oh, you're a good person. You ain't no good if you ain't one with God. That's what the scripture says. Jesus said what?
There is none good but one.
None.
That is
good
God.
But one.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why the Lord said, Father, make them one. Because
mm-hmm.
if you're not one with the word, you're no good going to church.
Right.
Or saying I'm a Christian. Or saying I'm holy. No good.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be one with what God is doing.
Yes,
what?
Sir. But if thou wilt enter into life.
What?
Keep the commandments.
Let's go to St. John 17 and 14. Let's go there.
Yes, Pastor.
So let's keep the commandments. That's what we do here at 425 Laconia Boulevard. That's what we teach, preach, and that's what we do.
Yes,
St. John 17 and 14. What does it say?
I have given them thy word.
Now, the Lord is the word.
Yes.
He still preached it.
Yes.
He still gave it.
Yes.
I've given them thy word. He's talking about his followers, his disciples. What?
And the world hath hated them.
Now the world hate them, and maybe you hate what I'm bringing right now. It's because you don't know him, and you're not one with the word. But if you're one, you should love what I'm bringing.
Yes.
What?
Because they are not of the world.
And you don't like it because we're not like the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. This is not God's Covenant Church, an organization under some banner of Church of God in Christ and on and on and on.
Right.
We're not up under those banners.
Right.
We're under the banner of Israel, Israelites.
Yes.
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Yes.
Holiness.
Thank God.
Not Seventh-day Adventists. It's not an Advent.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Not Mormon.
No.
There's no tabernacle over here.
Go ahead, Pastor.
No Mormon tabernacle choir.
No.
Right,
not
Pastor.
Catholic. Ain't no Popey over here. None of that junk is going on over here.
All right, Pastor.
Not Baptist, not Methodist.
All right.
Ain't nobody over here called Father.
No. All right.
Ain't nobody we refer to as Rev. That's Reverend. Don't call me Reverend. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Pastor.
Read.
Even as I am not.
The Lord was not. Shouldn't we be one with the Lord?
Right.
He wasn't of the world.
Yes.
What?
Yes, Pastor. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the
world. We're not praying, Lord, I want to get out of this world because it's the end of the world coming. We ain't praying for that. And the Lord wasn't praying for that. What?
But that thou shouldest keep them from the evil.
We want to be kept from that devil, so we outrun him.
Yes.
What?
They are not of the world.
God's people are not of the world. That's why we don't wear dreadlocks.
Mm-mm.
And we don't look like the common church goer.
Right.
Because you ain't got to get all gussied up and be showing all your nakedness, and you ain't got to also cover yourself up like a mummy to say you're holy.
You
got to do that.
You don't
see nothing but the pupils in your eyes. We got to do all that.
All right.
What?
They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world.
Isn't that beautiful? Even as I am not of the world.
Yes.
Read the 20th verse.
Yes. Neither pray I for these alone.
What?
But for them also which shall believe on me through their word.
Now we believe on the Lord through the word that was brought through all of those that followed the Lord.
Yes.
The apostles, the prophets, evangelists and teachers, those that he gave for the perfecting of the saints. That's what we believe on.
Beautiful.
What?
Yes, Lord. That they all may be one as thou, Father, art in me.
But wait a minute. That's what God's talking about. They all may be one. That means one with God's word. Isn't that beautiful?
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write MLS at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org.